Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello there, how are you? Libby Langley here, again for another episode of Life in Business, the podcast. I am all about doing less, as you know, doing less, earning more. That's really kind of, it's pretty much everybody's life goal, I think, actually. I think you'd struggle if you asked everybody what they want from life, and it would be that. It would be more money for doing less. I don't mean in the, pay me £1 million just so I can sit around kind of mode. I mean, obviously, super duper, let's do that. But in the realistic way of we have to earn income, but we'd like to do it in the most efficient, most profitable way, please. So that's what I'm all about. And you know that if you're here, right? So hello and welcome to you. Today's question for you is, are you doing too much? And I think the answer is probably yes. And I'm going to kind of talk through it a bit today. But the trouble with doing too much is it eats your time, right? It eats your time and it eats your headspace. And there, the headspace, honestly, is one of the biggest kind of killers of reaching the goal that you want, achieving the dream that you have. Because the less headspace you have, the less you can think about stuff, the less you kind of, the busier you are in your head, the busier you feel. Like the more things you have in your diary, it's like, and it's just kind of all overwhelm. And you end up trying to do all the things and then you lose sight of what you're doing and why and all of that anyway, right? It's really common in the entrepreneurial space, that particularly the space of small business owner who works alone, you know, people like me, people like you, right? That's what really, you know, we're the ones that are kind of impacted the most, I guess, because, you know, you don't necessarily have a big team to support you. You might have a VA, you might have some people you outsource bits and bobs to, but largely a lot of the stuff sits on you. And when you are doing all the things, that's tough, right? It's tough. So my objective is to help you not do all the things, right? And to kind of show you where you might be doing too much and where you can just let some stuff go, quite frankly. And if you do let some stuff go, nobody's going to die, right? This is really, and as ever, I use myself as a case in point here, right? Because you know that I talk about my own experience and share with you what's worked and what hasn't, because I've been in business for a long, long time. 13 years this year. And in that time, I've done pretty much everything in the online space, in the online coaching and training space. And so I have tons of experience and I can share that experience with you because it's really flipping helpful, right? So I'm not one of these coaches who, just went and learned it. I've lived it for sure. Okay. So I speak with vulnerability, but also with integrity. That's really, really important to me. So yeah, I'll share as much of my stuff as I can if it will help you. So let's talk about busy minds. Now, if you're a regular listener to this, or if you get my emails, if you don't get my emails, then go to libbylangley.com/email. And sign up for them because they're different to my podcast. I share different information and useful stuff for you. And it's another way that you can get some support for free, right? Some useful information for free. So go to libbylangley.com/email and do that. And so you'll know if you're a regular listener to this podcast or if you get my emails or if you follow me on social media, pretty much, that I was diagnosed as autistic with ADHD a year ago, just over a year ago. And so understanding that I am neurodivergent has helped me enormously, because I did used to get myself in a right old tiz from time to time, because the buildup of what I wanted to do and what I thought I needed to do, importantly, would, the pressure would kind of build, the mental pressure would build and build and build and build and build until the point that I kind of went kaput, right? And I can remember right back from when I first started my business. So this would have been 2011, possibly early 2012, I forget, but, you know, right back at the beginning. And in my notebook, because all my notes I write on paper, in my notebook, my then husband had kind of intervened and had written this list, and it was titled things, something like things to do so Libby's head doesn't explode, right? And it's so funny because I can see all these instances of this through my career and then through my business, where it just builds up. And part of that is reality, right? The reality of if your business grows and you don't have the infrastructure to outsource in place, then you've got a lot to do, right? So there is the delivery overwhelm that can happen. And then there's also the sort of perceived overwhelm of the, I need to do this. Oh God, I need to do this. Oh, I saw this thing about that. I need to do that. And oh, they're getting real success from doing that, so I'll do that as well. You know, that, you're nodding, right? You know that feeling. And yeah, that's the thing that my, kind of my diagnosis has really helped me with. And I know now, and also, you know, my years of experience in business and working with like 6,500 business owners, I kind of recognize patterns, right? But we don't always see it in ourselves. But now I very much know what is real overwhelm and what is perceived overwhelm. And overwhelm is overwhelm, right? Believe you me, but, you know, feeling burnt out is not something that you're sort of imagining. But the reason for it, right? The reason for it is what's different. And so if it's, I've got a lot to do, I need to just knuckle down and get this bloody stuff done, that's one thing, because that's kind of easy to sort. You just need to diarise it and get it done, right? But the other side, this sort of perceived overwhelm of the things that you should do or need to do or must do or everyone else is doing, that's the stuff that you can change, right? And that's the stuff, that's when the real power, your power to step into your kind of business owner, CEO shoes, that's when that comes into play, right? And that's kind of the thing that I'm so good at helping my clients with. Just seeing things in a different light. And I've got a few examples for you that I think will be helpful, but like business structure, for example, you know, your business might be very simple. My business is really simple now, but it hasn't been. And so I have previously offered, well, almost everything that you can think of in the online coaching and training space. But, you know, right, here's an online group program. Here's some one-to-one stuff. Here's some different one-to-one stuff. Here's some stuff that you can buy and download that I've pre-recorded. Here's me, you know, I'll go out and I'll deliver this in person. And there's the, and it's like, whoa, man, that, I mean, that's hard, right? That's probably only even half of it. Oh, yeah, and then I'll do some done for you and then I'll do this. But all those different things, whilst the income is great, it's actually really quite difficult to shift those different modes or mental spaces that you need to be in order to kind of do that different work. And honestly, absolutely honestly, you will have heard it before, but I'm going to say it again, doing one thing is just the simplest of simple, right? Because then everything can divert to that. So, you know, all roads lead to Rome, right? So you can, there's a reason that exists. It's very, very simple. So what I've done over the years is I've got rid of a lot of the kind of piddly bits. No disrespect to any of you who've ever come to me for a piddly bit. But, you know, like the 30-minute sessions or, I don't know, a one-hour session or a this or a that. You know, they've kind of all gone. I mean, you'll still find the link somewhere on the internet, I'm sure, but they're not something that I actively promote or available on my website. And the reason I've got rid of those is because, to answer the question myself, am I doing too much? Yes. You know, I was, right? Absolutely. And how it kind of becomes a problem for me is having a really full diary, I find really stressful. And so having a diary that is quieter and is more manageable is much better. And so when you open up your diary to people, obviously in Calendly and things like that, you can set when you want calls to come in or not. But short of going in every day and saying, oh, no, actually not that day because I'm doing something else in the morning. You know, do you know what I mean? It just kind of gets filled up. And then if you're taking part in something as well, that goes in the diary. And for me, that's what kind of leads to a breakdown for me. And so my focus absolutely is on clearing my headspace and clearing my diary space, right? So that I can focus my time and energy on doing the stuff I love in my business, which is tinkering about behind the scenes to a certain extent. I love doing that. And servicing my clients within a group container, which Confidence to Grow, which is what I now run and what I now focus on. And that's it, right? And the simplicity and ease of that is just so beautiful. So I know that twice a week I have calls with my gang in Confidence to Grow. And aside of that, there's a WhatsApp group, which is fine. You can do that from anywhere. You can do that from bed. It doesn't matter. But that's it, right? So that's my delivery time, my client time, which is structured, which is easier for me, which is easier for the client. And it's just really simple, right? And it's like, no, you don't need anything else. And with running group programs, there's a temptation to add more and more and more and more and more, right? Because, I don't know, that's what we think we should do. So the temptation could be with this to create loads of pre-recorded videos, to create loads of downloads, to create loads of stuff, right? To make it feel like a value add. Oh God, you know when you see like those sales pages and it's like, or you're on a webinar and then you get your kind of pitch and it's like, yeah, and I'm going to throw in this, which is has a value of £1,200. And then I'm going to throw in this that has a value of another £15,000. But today you only need to pay £500. And it's like, come on, man, let's just be straightforward about this. This is the program and this is how much it is. Right? That's an aside. But I don't feel the need for that. I don't feel the need to kind of overpromise all that stuff. It's like, if you want to work with me, this is how you work with me. What I will give you is all my time, but within these two calls a week or within a WhatsApp group. So I'm in control of how it is. But yeah, flipping heck, there's a lot I can deliver with that. And that's it, right? Because I get the best results from people by talking to them and listening to them and sharing, you know, reframing stuff and helping them to get where they want to be. And for me, that needs to be live. That needs to be conversations. And so that matters. So yeah, it's a really, really stripped down program, but it gives all the stuff that actually matters. It ain't going to make any difference if I pre-record a ton of videos there, you know? And so that kind of, in some ways, is quite bold, I think. I have Be Bold tattooed on my arm and, you know, I try and live to it. And so, yeah, if you have a program or something that you deliver or the way you deliver to your clients, are you putting too much in just because you think you need to put a lot in? And I betcha that the bits that people actually want and need is not all that you're giving them. Right? It's a percentage of that. And so you can take stuff out because that's less overwhelm for you and less overwhelm for your clients because they're not thinking, oh God, I've got to do all this stuff. When actually, I've got a question. Here's the answer. Oh, boom, that's all I needed. You know, it makes it much better. So simpler is absolutely much better there. And Glastonbury Festival, that I just thought of this the other day, that they talk about simplification. I mean, it's not a simple event to put on, right? It's a huge thing. But it's every other year now. It's not every year, and it's every other year. And that allows the land to, what's the word? What does it do? Re-fallow? I don't know what it does. I don't know what the word is. But to kind of regenerate itself. And it also allows when the festivals do happen, to be kind of even bigger and better because it's not draining itself, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's a really superb example of something that is incredibly successful, but is 50% less, if you like, 50% less than it used to be, and making it more successful. So less absolutely can be more. And something else that I've done that feels a bit... Yeah, I kind of feel a bit weird about it, but I also am hugely relieved about it, is that my podcast, here we are, hello, that I adore so much. I love doing this podcast. And I know that you enjoy it too, or you wouldn't be listening, right? I know you find it useful. And I've gone back to it being audio only. This is the first episode that's audio only. Now, it was audio only for, meaning you just have to listen to it, right? The traditional podcast way. It was audio only for a year, I think, for its first year. And then I was reading lots of stuff and, you know, YouTube's a great way to grow your podcast. And I thought, well, do you know what? It's not going to be that much extra effort for me to video the podcast and then put it on YouTube, which my VA does all that, which is super. But I'm not a YouTuber. I'm never going to be a YouTuber, right? So whilst it certainly got a handful of views, right, which is great because you only need one person to see something for it to make a difference to them. But, you know, really low numbers of views, I'm not being disparaging about people who chose to watch it on YouTube. But I knew that to really grow it on YouTube, I would need to invest time, possibly money, but certainly energy into growing, you know, into focusing on YouTube and focusing on my YouTube channel. I don't want to do that, right? I got no intention of doing that. I'm not interested in doing that. And the same for the snippets. So snippets, from the video, snippets made that go on TikTok and Instagram. And fine on Instagram because I'm really active on Instagram. I'm at Libby Langley, if you don't follow me. But on TikTok, I'm never going to use TikTok, right? I'm just not interested in using TikTok. So the TikTok, you know, get loads of views, but not a huge amount of engagement because it's just the snippets, right? It's just the snippets from the video of the overall podcast. So there's kind of... not so much personality there. And yeah, engagement really low, tons of views and some likes, but you know, no comments, no conversations, that kind of thing. And so on analysing the 6 months or so that we've been doing, I say we because my VA does a lot of this, we work together on it all, been doing that, it's not worth it, right? And the reason it isn't worth it, because these things can work. TikTok can work fantastically and YouTube can work fantastically, right? But you've got to invest the energy in it and the time and possibly the money. And I just, you know, something's got to give because I cannot do everything. And the thing about the videoing of the podcast was, and I mentioned it, I can't remember. I don't know if this was the last episode or in a recent episode anyway. It changed, for me, it changed the nature of the podcast a bit because I used to quite like recording it in my pajamas. but then I had to be on, you know, switched on camera and have got dressed for a start, put a bit of mascara on. I'm quite minimal effort anyway, but you know, different. I had to think about that and be conscious of kind of how I sat and where I was looking. And to me, that's extra energy. And I think it's the same for most people, but certainly if you're neurodivergent, then, you know, like the eye contact and the where am I looking and, you know, what's my face look like and all this stuff is amplified. And so it, in all absolute honesty, it took away a bit of the kind of joy of doing this. And I don't think any of that came across in you know, in watching the video and certainly in this audio version. But for me, it made a difference. And so it might be that you're in a similar position and you're doing something that you don't have to do because it's not necessarily bringing you the results, not because it couldn't, but because you can't do everything. And so you can make the decision just not to do it anymore, right? And there are plenty of incredibly successful podcasts out there that are audio only, you know? So fine, that's fine. And that's my choice, and I can go all in on it, and I can focus on it, and I can grow the thing that I really love, which is this audio. So thank you for being here. You're part of the fantastic journey. And that's a real recent example of how simpler can be better. It will make no difference to you because you're listening anyway, but it will be better for me, and therefore saying no to the TikTok and the YouTube and the videoing at all means I just have a bit more energy and I have a bit more headspace and I have had slightly fewer things to do, and it matches my introverted nature, right? So it's great. I think it's a real win that, and it will, yeah, it will make a big difference. So saying no to stuff and getting rid of stuff is great. And I think the, you know, marketing is one of the big things that affects us in terms of doing too much. So there are so many channels. And I shared something on my Instagram stories the other day, a memory from Facebook, my personal Facebook, that was, was it 11 or 12 years ago, right? So a long time ago. And I'd put on my personal Facebook to friends only. I'm running a LinkedIn workshop tomorrow, if you want to come. And it's like, I used to easily get 20 people to those in-person workshops. And 20 is quite a lot for an in-person teaching session. But yeah, regularly you get 20 people to them. And it's like, and that was the most half-assed of half-assed marketing, right? But that used to work back then. And I think now there's a massive, massive lesson from it, that if that is all you do and you post stuff on Facebook about the one thing that you offer and how you can help people and a bit about your story and, you know, the kind of engagement stuff too, that's fine, right? Because all these channels, social media channels exist, does not mean that you have to do them all. Because, I mean, blimey, and I've been saying this since 2009 when I first taught people about social media. It's like you do one and you do it well. And it does not matter that the others exist. You know, I know people in a similar space to me who are absolutely, oh, I was going to say crushing it. And I'm like, I do not use that expression. Who are just doing so well and getting so much engagement and presumably clients from TikTok. And it's like, fine, but I hate it. So I'm not going to do it. And that's okay too. You know, you just have to be comfortable in your own skin and confident in your own decisions and knowing that you're making the right decisions for you. And the more you know that you're making the right decisions for you, the easier everything is, right? The less overwhelm there is and the less you have to do, right? I know that there's, you know, scheduling software. We can create one thing once and then post it to lots of channels, but that isn't where it ends, because to make stuff work, you've got to be active. So my YouTube and TikTok experience is that because I wasn't active, it's hard. You know, some stuff happens, but not the good stuff, not the stuff that converts to clients, not the stuff that's going to get you on stage talking in front of hundreds of people, right? For me, those opportunities come from LinkedIn, because I'm really active on LinkedIn, and a lot of clients come to me through Instagram. And I know that that works because I've been active and I've been engaging on it for years. And that's two, right? That's two out of the 24 social media options that there are. And that's fine. And Facebook, no, not so much anymore. My personal Facebook, bits and bobs, but, you know, my Facebook page, less so. But that's okay, because something has to give. So for me, really, it is, you know, this a really simple but flipping fantastic program, Confidence to Grow. That's like my end point. So I'm working this backwards. But my podcast Obviously, I've got my book, Life in Business, which you can get on Amazon if you've not read that. And Instagram and the other one, LinkedIn. You see, it's even with that few, it's really hard to remember, right? So, and that, you know, that's fine. That's fine. You can just choose what you want and you can do it. And you don't have to have a really complicated sales funnel either. You don't. You don't need to have 43 different variables of a lead magnet. You can have one that is really specific, that pre-qualifies people. Because if they download it, you know they're halfway there to wanting to work with you. They're certainly extremely interested in the specific thing that you're helping them with, right? Saves a load of time. And they can all go into the same simple email funnel. And then some will buy and some will work, some won't. And that's all you need. You don't need to have loads and loads of different bits and stuff. And I really think that you kind of recognizing that and knowing that is just going to help you so much. Because if you think that you're doing too much, yeah, I bet you are, right? I bet you are. I am, you know, I've been talking about simplification and working less and earning more for years now. Yet still, I find it all creeping in. And I've got a note in my book next to me of things to look at, is that note. And there are four different software things on there that I want to look at. And it's like, how much difference is it going to make if I look at them and I start using them? If I'm really going to use them and it's really going to simplify stuff even more for automation and that kind of thing, great. If it's not, walk away. Just because everybody else is talking about those tools at the minute, it does not mean that I need them and it does not mean that you need them, right? So this is be true to yourself and stick to your own kind of guns on this and decide what you want and make it as simple as possible. And that'll be fantastic. And that's what I wish for you today. Less is more. That's what I want you to remember. All right. Been great today. Thank you for joining me. And I'm going to see you, but you're going to be able to hear me. I'm going to be talking to you next week in this fabulous audio only podcast called Life in Business. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.